Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right.
Hey, it's hump day. No matter when you're listening to this, when we're doing it, it's hump day. If we're doing it, it's hump day. Nothing like a double entendre in the mornings, all right? Double entendre. So, that's about it for today.
Let's wrap things up.
So we have a long time to go for the till we're off from work. My wife keeps going, you're getting home earlier and earlier every day.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's mad about it.
Right. I don't bother her. I don't even say anything to her. I can always tell where she is in the house, usually the general area, because when I walk in, and it doesn't matter whether it's August or December, if she is in her office working, I hear heater going.
Yeah, the heater going.
Hilarious. So even in August, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Incredible. It's
like she wants to. And what I don't understand is in the car, okay, the thermostat in the car isn't treated the way all other thermostats in every other building are treated when it comes to women, because there's no dial of temperature on it. And, you know, even with the dual control,
yeah,
if one person, the normal person, we'll call him me, is sitting on one side of the vehicle and the temperature setting on that side of the vehicle is, let's say, 68. Yet the other side of the vehicle is high, is set to high,
yes,
as high as it'll go. It's not going to balance out. The high is going to dominate the 68, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you don't sit at home with the heat cranked all the way in every room.
Yeah.
Why do you have to have it all the way when you're in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to toast her like a Pop-Tart.
Ooh, I don't get it.
Just
be so car sick.
And
yeah,
if I turn it all the way to low on my side to balance the all the way high on her side, and she's got that setting where it always has to be on feet, put it on feet.
Yeah.
Put it on feet.
Then I don't necessarily want cold air blasting on my feet the whole time.
No.
Right.
But if I'm trying to balance her, then that's what I have to have. And so when I get to wherever we're going, my toes are frostbitten. And then my upper body is just burning up.
It's just the funniest thing. You got to do so much math here.
Adjusting.
But why does it have to be all the way in the car when it's never all the way in the house?
Right.
You get a comfortable temperature in the house. Why can't you get it in the car? Well, mine is comfortable at high. That's what she would say.
God, and that's like over 80 degrees.
Oh. Yes, because it goes to 80 and then one more notch.
Yep.
80?
80 and then high is what it's on in the car.
Extremely hot.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to get her some warm blood. Who knew a transfusion?
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
I know.
Wild.
Put on electric socks or something, you know, while you're riding.
Yeah.
Electric bodysuit. Just a sauna suit. Yeah.
Get one of those bubble cuddle blankets for the car.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You know, they make footied pajamas out of the bubble cuddle blanket stuff from Cozy Earth. That would be the thing.
I could sew the blanket to have feet in it.
Yeah. But anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm. It ain't easy, is it?
No, good Lord. No. 30 years of this, and I haven't figured it out yet. Yesterday, we realized that Lindsay has started her... well, first of all, she was on a waiting list to get into this important Bible study group, Ladies Bible Study, to learn about the Jesus. And she's already cheating on the Jesus. So that is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So yesterday we were actually commending Lindsay for getting into this big Bible study class, learning about the Jesus, until we found out that she's just, I don't know, in it for the social activity and not really, as the kids say, doing the work.
Yeah.
Literally.
So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Lindsay is, I don't know. She's not, she never dresses like she's not going somewhere, but today she's, is her go learn about the Jesus day.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her, the Jesus class, learning about the Jesus today.
Yep. I started a Bible study every Tuesday.
Get out.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Well, thank you, but don't be too proud. Let me tell you what happened. I haven't done my homework for it. They give you a study guide and you have to find the answers in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I was out of town all weekend, heavy, long weekend. Excuse me. So I didn't have time. And
since this is the second week?
Yeah.
So the first assignment you didn't do?
No. So I either got to do it real quick after the show, because I'm going straight there after the show.
Huh.
I didn't realize you actually studied in Bibles. I didn't realize.
No Bible study.
I just like prayed and held hands. Like,
they have lessons and workbooks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Jody's Bible study is always on Tuesdays too, where she learns about the Jesus.
Yep.
I didn't realize there was work.
And there are online workshops and things like that that you can use, kind of like with homeschool. You can use these Bible studies from pastors online that do things specifically for you to use as your local Bible study chapters and stuff.
Yep. So things are looking good. Second week. Mm. Second week out the gate.
So is my old friend your teacher of learning about the Jesus, your Bible study class?
She is our table leader.
Table leader. Okay.
Yes.
And I hate a breakout group. Oh,
it is it's a big, cause there's like 300 people in the Bible study. So each table has a leader.
But when it gets that many people, you know what you call that? A cult. That's what you call
that's
that.
Exactly right.
You got to make yourself a cult right there.
Right.
It is a charismatic leader just sitting on the sidelines.
That's right.
And there's wait lists for this. I mean, it was cutthroat. I've been on wait listed 3 times and I finally got in this session. It's cutthroat.
This is what Jesus would have wanted.
Yeah.
Competition.
That's what you're learning about the Jesus. Hell, they had to wait in line for the miracles.
That's right. Yeah.
For that bread and fish, they sure did. So here we are.
That's funny.
Can y'all help me with my test questions after this?
Well, I thought you knew more about the Bible than me, Lindsay.
Well, I do. I do, but you can help me on a couple, right?
Yeah, Riggins can help you.
I don't know.
He's do you know Catholic. The book of Ruth? That's what we're doing.
Ruth? Baby Ruth?
That baby.
Yeah, not grown Ruth.
Who
baby
is? Ruth. Who's she?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So TJ has talked about going to Turkey for one of these like very realistic looking wigs.
Yeah.
Hair systems, whatever they call them. I call them a wig, but
yeah,
it's not.
Technically, it's a wig, yeah.
It's artificial hair.
Hair piece. Put on
a hair piece.
A hair piece,
that's
yeah.
probably the...
But it's real hair.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
It's as authentic looking as anything I've ever seen.
It's far more realistic looking than any toupee or anything that you that your dad or his friends wore. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they pick out the hair that's going to fit your face. They're not going to let you go in there and get something crazy. Right. And then, you know, like when you go whiten your teeth, they're like, yeah. you don't want to go full white because you're going to look crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's part of the value of going over there to get one of these systems. How bad do you, would you, how far would you go to get your hair back? Because I know that it kind of, it's a sore spot for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I made that post the other day about if the Jesus ever, you know, decides to give me my hair back, you know, give me an example of how far I would go. You mean distance wise?
No. Would you go this far? The guy in Colombia that had his hair cut off and... by the police because they suspected something was off.
Yeah, that.
They cut his hair off and then found $10,000 worth of cocaine underneath his hair piece.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to walk around with $10,000 worth of cocaine in your hair piece if it looked great, like one of these wigs that you've seen on Instagram?
Yeah, if it looked great and I didn't have to worry about, you know, getting it redone all the time and everything, I would walk around with snakes underneath it. or spiders or some bees, wasps, hornets flying around in there. I wouldn't care.
You would literally be a drug mule.
Yes.
To get the hair back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't have to dabble with it. You just keep it under there. The only thing I'm thinking is if one of those bags or all the bags opened, it seeps into your scalp.
Well, then that's just an afternoon for a party.
Yeah, or an overdose.
And a risk I would take.
Yeah, the risk you take.
Turns out we're going to have a little party on a Wednesday afternoon if one of these bags breaks. But yeah, I mean.
The only thing I wouldn't do is I wouldn't put anything under there that that was stinking.
Onions.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that because, I mean, the whole purpose of having the hair is, you know, so you know, people will like me again.
Is that right?
Right. And that's nobody's going to want to be around somebody who has great hair but smells like onions.
Yeah. Why does this dude smell like onions all the time?
But his hair looks great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is what Keith Urban is doing. He's got cocaine under that because there's no reason a man would want that haircut. He's got to be smuggling.
There's got to be a deal with the devil.
Have perks, fan, all of it under that hair. Just curious.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know how I am about people coming up with these dramatic sounding words for things that have been... You know, established for years, and then they come up with these newfangled words for them.
Yeah.
Like people used to be on a diet, and then that was good enough. But now you can't be on a diet. You got to be on a weight loss journey all the time. Everything's a weight loss journey. Well, self-care is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be where you just say, take a break every now and then, you know, chill out, recharge, whatever. Self-care is what it is now because it becomes an industry. It becomes a marketing tool to say self-care. Come to our yoga class. Come to our meditation. Come to our get our supplements and whatever. It's part of your self-care. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're asking people, what do you do for self-care? And they're saying things like watching TV, sleeping, or listening to music. So...
Yep. So anything, basically.
Yeah, right. Self-care now is, you know, can involve just being lazy.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't mean you're a lazy person. It means that you're being lazy, you know, for a little bit in order to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
to keep, you know, refresh your mind, get your mind off of what it is that's, you know, your day-to-day hassle. But yet, I'm sorry, I am not participating in self-care when I'm watching TV.
Oh, right. Yes, you are. Yes, you most certainly are participating in self-care. You 100%.
I mean, anything I'm not calling it self-care. That.
Fair enough.
I'm not calling it
fair
that.
Fair enough.
But at that point, you can say, I'm eating. It's self-care.
Exactly. Duh. Whatever feels good to you and gets your mind off of work or whatever stressful to you is self-care.
Don't lie. I've heard you say you need to recharge by going upstairs into that big puffy couch. You just need to recharge.
Bubble cuddle blanket.
I just need to recharge.
Your bubble cuddle blanket on that big puffy couch, you know it changes your perspective.
It does.
Yeah.
But you're not calling it self-care. Yeah.
That's fine.
Because it's stupid.
Self-care, TJ. It's self-care.
It is self-care.
And you know why it works so much?
What?
Is because so many of the younger generation, members of the younger generations, your millennials and Gen Zs, mm-hmm. are all about the self. Everything is self-preservation, self-centered, care, self-centered, self-indulgent of my, this is what I deserve. This is what I'm entitled to. This is, you know, I want this. I want, you know, everything is that. Because everything is about most of the time being alone.
Right.
And if you see something that you want to do, then it's your right to do it and your entitlement to do it. So, of course, when you start marketing to that, you say your self-care. You got to do it for yourself. It's your truth.
And you know what I'm hearing during all this? The population is going to go down significantly.
Of course. And that's the goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't going to take it there, Lindsay, to Marxism, but you did.
I'm just saying, they can't have kids. It's such a selfless thing. It truly
is.
How
are you going to have kids when there's nobody around in your world to have them with? You're just sitting there, you know, self-caring all the time.
Yeah, self-care. Lonely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't no baby ever been made out of sitting in alone, self-loving, self-caring. I mean self-care, not self-love. Self-care is what I meant. Mm-hmm. Either way.
It's
applicable.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Go outside. Play some Foursquare.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man. Little topsy-turvy today. You know, I live out in the country, so sometimes on my way to work, I'll get behind old men's who are just dragging because, you know, they're just slow poking along, trying to get to meet their other old men buddies at the coffee shop. You know, they do that every morning. I'm like, gosh.
Yeah.
And I mean, they are speed limit or below because they're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get
out
of the
way. Why are they not sleeping?
Well, you know, they look at it like they're, and I get it. Like, I don't know how many days I'm going to have left to wake up. I want to get as much out of them as possible.
And, yeah, that's
and
why
you want to get up there and beat the crowd is what you want to do. All those young people coming in.
Ordering their frappuccinos.
Exactly. So we've got these t-shirts and hoodies that we're selling, and part of the proceeds are going to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise, and we're selling them in Ace's memory. And it reads, Ace would have wanted it that way, because that's kind of the running lighthearted theme of pretty much the way we're going to do things anytime it comes to Ace. I said yesterday that all I want to do from this point on is have people, when they think about Ace, they smile or laugh, not get sad for him. And that's part of what the shirt is. It's lighthearted and all of that. And really, Ace, you know, 'cause I'm going to put it out there. I know more about Ace's personality than anybody else in the world.
Oh,
100%.
No doubt.
I know things about him, and we've spent so much time together over the years that we were best friends, 30 something years, that I know more about him than anybody, about his personality. And I know, and I've been saying, to have a t-shirt that starred him in big letters, Ace, and then underneath it would have wanted it that way, he would have loved it. And I was reminded of that because, I mean, we've gotten negative comments about it here or there. There are people who, you know, making negative comments. But I got up this morning and I saw that my little friend Jenny had posted in her Instagram story a picture of Ace's 22-year-old son Cade, or Cage, as I call him. And Cage was wearing a shirt, is a hoodie, and Jenny had taken a picture of the back of the hoodie, and all it said across the back of it, like Bart Simpson writing lines on the chalkboard, the Ace and TJ show. The Ace is all across the back of the shirt. We never had those as official promotional shirts or anything, so Ace would go and have his own logoed shirts made.
Yeah.
That had the show's logo on it. We talk about him.
Yeah. Did it quite a few times.
Yeah.
It's funny you're mentioning this. I just saw it on her Instagram and thought, that is the coolest looking hoodie. How have I not seen that? Well, that's why.
Mm-hmm. He would just go have them made on his own. I guess I should feel honored that he went on and put my name on it when he did.
Yeah.
But I bet you that in his closet when they were going through stuff, they found a lot of things that just said Ace on it.
Sure.
You know, that didn't have the NTJ part.
God, that's Ace. Great.
So when I say he would have liked the shirt that said Ace would have wanted it that way, he would have. Trust me.
Yeah.
So just go to tjriggins.com and you can find the shirts, order them, and they're limited edition. So you'll want to go ahead and do that because Ace would have wanted it that way.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, Riggins, you love funny stories about my wife, even things that haven't happened to my wife. But when I say, can you imagine Jody being part of whatever story?
Oh, yeah.
And how freaked out she would be. Okay, there's a man who has been arrested in Florida for harassing / terrorizing customers at a grocery market. And think about Jody and what she's most afraid of. And then you tell me if you can figure out what this guy was using to terrorize the customers at this grocery store market.
What was he using that Jody is more scared of than anything else? Well, she's got 1,000 fears. What would it be? A bear?
No.
A snake? No. It wasn't an animal.
Give me this.
Food.
No, it's a fictional character.
Oh, he was using a Chucky doll?
A Chucky doll.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. If he would have come at me with a Chucky doll trying to scare me at the grocery store, I don't know what, I would have had a heart attack. I just would have freaked out. And I hope they throw him under the jail.
Under the
It's crazy.
Yeah. That what? Is something. My wife is so afraid of Chucky that it's not even I wouldn't even consider playing a prank on her by putting a Chucky doll somewhere in the house for her to find. That's how afraid of it she is.
Yeah. How was he using it to terrorize people just like running up behind him?
It was
like,
pretty big. Woo! It was a pretty big one. And he was just like, he could have been harassing them though with anything. Because it's still, you're just running up to people and messing with them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a prankster on the internet because he has a long rap sheet. So he's got a criminal history anyway. Yeah. He just might be crazy. But
Jody would have shot and killed him.
Yeah.
Like if she was caring, she would have actually killed that guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's terrified of Chucky.
Yeah.
Well, I was Chucky for Halloween one year. She would have hated me.
Yeah, she would have. Even though you weren't a scary Chucky, she would have been, yeah. Because that was when you and I first met.
Yeah.
And then if I were to introduce you to her that night, y'all wouldn't be friends now. She would have said, that girl is freaky.
Weird.
Yeah.
What's that freaky cheerleader's name?
Yeah.
Because that's the way whenever Lindsay and I first met, she would say, what's your little cheerleader friend's name? Brittany. I'd say, no, it's Lindsay. Now, how do you know her again? Yeah. She's like, how do you know her again?
Something's I love awesome when she thing. Says, how do you know her again?
Yeah, then it would have been three weirdos. Weirdos. They're all weird.
And so then when she met Lindsay, she asked Lindsay the same. Now, how do y'all know each other? How'd y'all meet again?
Just covering all our bases.
And my memory, I'm like, dude, I don't even remember.
She said the worst thing possible.
It was like 10 years ago. Yeah.
No, this was when she first met. It was like three weeks before that. And Lindsay's like, No. Lindsay worked for the NBA team, and they came and did an interview promoting their calendar or some kind of fundraiser thing on all of the radio stations. And then she asked me for concert tickets for this concert that our station was playing.
What was the concert?
Gravedigger's Ball.
Oh, 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 oh. Okay.
It was the Ace and I created that concept, and then it was huge for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And that's thus the Chucky costume.
Yeah.
She was like, "Did y'all get tickets to that?"
Yeah. All my friends were like, "Okay, go in there. When you're sitting down, just be like, hey, do you by any chance have any extra, like maybe 10 extra tickets?
10 extra tickets. Little requests.
Little requests."
He's like, yeah, we can fix that up for you. Yeah, we got them.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Man, I'm afraid to even share this story, but it was all over the news yesterday. You saw that almost near collision.
Yeah.
You know, two passenger flights were forced to abort landings at major airports yesterday within 90 minutes of each other. One of them, I think it was the Chicago one, where this passenger plane is making a landing and this private plane just crosses right in front of it. I'd say by 50, 100 yards.
Yeah, it was a Southwest, like a Boeing 737 big plane. And that's what, you know, we're flying next week. Jody and I are somewhere and she's freaking out.
I know.
I hope she doesn't even see the news. That's when I first saw that this morning. I said, I'd rather her see the news about the Chucky doll.
You're right. Yeah, that would have been less scary. I know. But
what is going on?
I don't know. What is going on? This is a bunch of, airplane incidents. And I don't know if we're just hearing about them more.
No.
But it seems like there are more.
Okay. What I have on good authority from a pilot is that the smaller planes that are having problems, the smaller jets, are having problems because of lack of experience in the pilots. Other things, each incident is its own story, but a lot of it is from, again, I don't have this as official news from the government or anything, but just from what I'm hearing. With, you know, I keep my ear to the ground, Riggins.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody says that about me.
That's what they say.
And it is the shortage of air traffic controllers and the lowering of qualifications to become air traffic controllers and flight crews and things like that.
Okay. Well, that is scary.
You know, from the political aspect of it.
Yeah. The videos are terrifying because this Southwest plane, you know, makes contact with the ground or nearly makes contact with the ground and then has to immediately go back up in the air. It's just a crazy scene. And I know that you guys are traveling soon and I hate to bring it up.
I wonder if Jody would rather ride a bus.
Now that's an idea. Jody on a coastal bus trip would be incredible.
From here to where we have to go. Well, not where we have to go, but where we're going.
Is it
next
far?
Weekend? No, not too far.
I'm going to Nashville in a couple weeks and I'm treading on wanting to drive. Yeah. So
she'd be,
and that's 7 hours.
She'd be the star of that bus by the time you got to where she was going.
Mm. Yeah.
I made a lot of friends. The bus people love me.
I'm not going to lie, those bathrooms are pretty big. They're nice.
Queen of the bus.
Something to consider. Much more lighthearted news today is National Pistachio Day, or as TJ calls them, pistachios.
Pistachio.
Bit of a snob.
Pistachio.
Yeah. Look into what's going on in the pistachio industry because it is crazy stuff out there. And then Kathleen, what is her name? The CEO of Star Wars is stepping down at the end of the year. She's been in charge of Lucasfilms, which runs all of the Star Wars franchise, you know, shows and movies. And they're not happy with her. That's a $4 billion franchise, I think, is what Disney paid for it. But the movies have, been slipping, critics say, and she has not done a good job running that franchise. So at least that's the belief in the industry. So Kathleen Kennedy stepping down as the boss of Lucasfilm at the end of
2020. There's a political angle to that too, so.
Well, isn't there a political angle to
everything,
it
everything, yes. Everything.
So I made a fool of myself yesterday, and I cannot wait to share this with you. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I'm going to rip through this story really quickly because I'm a bad person. I was walking my dog yesterday afternoon and I ran into the same girl for the second time in 2 weeks. And she's pretty cute and she's maybe 5 years older than me, blonde, nice physique. And she's hot. She's what I like. She's my kind of person. And I never see anybody walking the time I'm walking my dog. So the first time I see her about 2 weeks ago, she says, "Oh my God, we had a dog like that growing up." And I said, "Oh my gosh." And she tells me the dog's name is, we'll call her Lily. Mm-hmm. And she's petting the dog. She's down on the ground. And you know, I'm like, wow, she's really cute. Really cute. Not wearing a ring. She was out for a run. And then she kind of took off pretty quickly. Yesterday, run into her again. And she goes, "Oh, I meant to bring my phone because I was going to show you pictures of our dog, you know, that we had that looks just like my dog, Riley." Yeah. And she goes, we had a Cane Corso. Do you know what that is? It's like a huge dog, and they're known to be pretty aggressive and like protectors and stuff. And I went, "Oh, wow." And she goes, "Yeah, I like aggressive things."
She's your woman. She is your woman.
My heart is going. And then she goes back and she goes, "Yeah, well, the first dog that I was telling you about, we adopted her from a rescue." And I went, "So did I." Now I'm just a liar.
You're just lying.
Because I'm wrapped up in whatever she's selling me. Yeah. I said, "Oh, he's a rescue too." So anyway, we keep talking, and then she says she likes aggressive things, and I'm like, "Heck yeah!" And I give her like the fist pound, and then she starts tearing up as she's talking about her childhood dog. And I walk over, I was like, "I know I'm a stranger," but I gave her a hug, and she kind of like turned. So, and then we're continuing to talk about dogs and stuff like that. And she goes, "Yeah, and funny story about this dog. When my husband's boss was over one time for dinner, I was like,
crash, burn."
But the story is kind of crazy because she has this Cane Corso, and she said the boss came over for dinner and the dog lunged at him. He peed his pants. Her husband's boss.
Oh, no way.
After visiting his employees. Can you possibly be anybody's boss when you pee your pants?
At least he didn't poop his pants.
Well, yeah. True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But that's embarrassing.
Riggins, I can't believe in all the years that you've worked, you know, with us on this show, that Ace never peed his pants in front of you.
You know what? Now that I think about it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
He pooped his pants, but he didn't do it in front of us.
He just came telling about it.
He just came to talk about it. Yeah, that is surprising that he never peed his pants during any of these beach trips or festivals that we went to.
Did he? And we just didn't know.
Yeah, he might have just hit it really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what I learned about myself is under pressure scenarios, I'll just lie.
Yeah.
I'll just throw, like.
That's what it seems.
I didn't think twice about it. I said, "Oh my God, it's not even a useful lie."
Yeah, it is.
Was it?
Yeah, it is. Because if you say that you bought your dog from a breeder the way you did, then with the crazy way that people are about dogs now, they think differently of you. She probably think you were just a ruthless person. Like, how could you?
Yeah, I guess maybe subconsciously that's what I was thinking.
Right.
I was
wanted her to think you're a lot nicer than you actually are.
Yeah, like I'm a saint or something.
But you could always say what I said when we got our golden doodle. I said, "We rescued him from a breeder for about $1,000.
I should have used that.
Yeah.
And I should have come back after I found out she had a husband. I'm like, "You know what? I lied about that. I was just making stuff. I was trying to."
No, because you don't know. They might break up. They might get divorced, and that's your time.
Yeah.
What's her name so I can do some dirty work on the internet?
Lindsay's going to try to break up. That's how badly I want you to get married, Riggins. I'm willing to break up somebody else's marriage.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.